Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about flexibility. There are many times in life when one needs to be flexible to make things easier, not only on you personally, but on the people around you as well. Now, I know most of you know someone in your life who maybe makes you crazy because they need to always have things done their way, even if their way is not the best way. That would be considered a very rigid person. Rigid people generally have black and white thinking with no shades of gray. They can be very difficult to contend with. That being said, sometimes we can find ourselves being kind of rigid in those ideas that we have in terms of how we want things to go in our own lives, without thinking of ourselves as particularly rigid. We just want what we want, right? Well, there's a problem with that, actually, because there's many times in our lives when we really can't have exactly what we want, and sometimes we can't even have close to what we want for many different reasons. So, as you know, well, some of you may know, I drove myself cross-country back in August with only a suitcase full of clothes, some basic stuff I needed to do my work, and a couple of pillows. That was about all that was in the car. Reason being, I really didn't want to invite people to break into it particularly, so everything pretty much fit into the trunk of the car that I took with me. And my goal was really to be able to find a place to live and work, and then move all my stuff out here with me when that was done. However, given that most of the rents around the area that I've chosen to live are about $2,000 a month and up, that was not going to happen. Because I'm really starting all over again out here in California with the business and all. So I had to reconcile myself with the idea that I needed to manifest myself an excellent roommate, someone who is sweet, easy to live with, and basically a good person. And I did manifest myself an excellent roommate, for which I'm very happy about. She's really sweet. She has a daughter downstairs in the apartment down below us. Daughter has 3 kids and a husband. And it's almost like starting all over again with a new family in a way. Because though I never had any kids of my own, I do have my godson, who I'm very close to. But he's 25 now. And these kids are like 5, 3, and 18 months, I think. So they're young. And that's okay. However, I need to be flexible in the fact that they like to come up and visit their grandmother every Sunday morning. They're close to her, and that's great. And downstairs, you can hear them running and screaming, doing what kids do. But you know what? I'm okay with it, because they're really cute kids. And I'd rather listen to kids having a good time than adults fighting and arguing. And that's what I had in one of the houses that I was in, actually, pretty soon after I arrived here. It wasn't pretty at all. So, kids running, playing, that's actually fine. Another way that I had to be flexible was in terms of the time that it's taking to get things set up, because it's hard to get a new company up and running. I have to get myself incorporated here in California if I'm going to be working here primarily. To do that, you need a permanent address, and that took a while to find and locate. And it's just been a long time in getting things done. However, flexibility is a good thing. It kind of forces one to take things step by step, think things through, work on the projects that can be worked on, as time allows, and releasing myself of all those things that I thought were so freaking important, and realizing that it will all come together as it's supposed to in due time. Sort of like the move I just did out in Boston. I left my stuff out there, and actually about half the stuff was in my old landlord's home, down in his basement primarily. And the problem with that is that in the Boston area, it rains and it snows a lot. And basements get wet. Now, my stuff was on a pallet, most of it, down in his basement, but he was getting kind of concerned because I don't live there anymore and I don't have any insurance on my stuff there. And he didn't want to be responsible for it, and I couldn't say as I blamed him. So I necessarily needed to make the trip out to Boston to move my stuff out of his house and into a storage unit. And I was so neurotic over this whole thing. Oh my God, I can't even tell you what I put myself through. It was like ridiculous. But it was really the timing and the coordination of everything. Because I had to coordinate a flight. I had to coordinate when I could do it while the landlord was home. Because I didn't have a key to his place any longer. And I had to coordinate the movers. And I also had to get a rental car. Because where the landlord's house is and where the storage is, it's not easy to get to via mass transit. I needed wheels. So there's a lot to coordinate. And there's a lot to get done in one day. And I was totally paranoid that it wouldn't all flow, because if I'm packing up my clothes to mail them out west, I have to be back for the movers at a certain time. I had to get down the storage space to rent the new space for the new stuff before they showed up. It was a lot of stuff to do in one day, and I had no idea how it was going to work out. Really, it was kind of scary, frankly, because there's only one of me, and a lot of stuff had to get done. Although I did have help in the morning with my godson, who helped me to pack up all my clothes and get them over to the post office. And Michael, my landlord, was pretty helpful. And the movers showed up early, which was also good because it took 5 hours to do the whole job. And because it gets dark so early, it was kind of a cloudy day, so it was kind of dark anyway. It was good that they showed up as early as they did. And I just needed to be flexible and allow it just to work out the way that it needed to work out. Because by and large, everything worked out fine. We just had one little glitch with my boxes being a little too big for the post office to mail without it costing $160 some odd. So I only mailed one package back home of clothes and the rest to urn storage. More flexibility, because that means I don't have my wardrobe here. It's okay. Over time, I'm sure I will find some good deals, and before I know it, I'll have another wardrobe. Because that's what happens when you have vacant space and closet. It gets filled somehow. Flexibility. And then I had to figure out where I was going to stay while I was back in Boston. I didn't really want to spend the money on a hotel room because I knew this move was going to cost me $1,000 to do by the time you pay for all the stuff I listed before. And one friend was pretty rigid in her inability to really deal with the timing involved in my flights and what I needed to have done. However, I had another friend who was actually better to be with. It worked out really great. She did her stuff, being a very busy professional person, and just left her key where I could easily find it, and basically left me to do what I needed to do in her home while she was out doing her work and doing the stuff that she had planned over the period that I'd be there. And it really worked out really quite well. And we got along really well. So again, flexibility is a really good thing. The only thing that was a little bit problematic, but not really, was that she was a little far from the landlord's house and storage. But in the end, it really didn't matter. So flexibility once again. You know, I think there are a lot of people out there, maybe you who are listening, who may find yourself in situations where you think things have to be done a certain way, or you worry about things not going smoothly, if you have a lot of coordination to do with a bunch of different pieces like I did with the move. Both moves, really, because the move out here to California, finding a place, as well as going back and moving my stuff into the storage space, so it was really two moves in a way. Well, there's a lot of different things to take under consideration. However, really the best way to go is to have a positive mindset and just know that it will work out fine. And ultimately, that's what I needed to do, actually, my trip to Boston. I was fine with my trip out here to California. I wanted to be out here. Going back to Boston, that was a whole different story, especially when winter was upon us. So I did finally, like that day when I was at Michael's house, loosen up a bit. Because he was kind and he was helpful, and my godson had texted to let me know he was going to be there in a timely fashion, and we just got things going. And it was much more positive. I was still kind of nervous about the timing of everything, but I'll tell you, it worked out just fine. So be flexible. Allow people to help you. And know that as long as you do the best that you can, that generally speaking, things will work out. There's not one way to do something, there's another way to do something. And you just have to go with the flow. In the past, I was able to go with the flow. However, I just find moves of any kind, where you're dealing with a bunch of stuff and moving companies, etc., to be rather stressful. And the best thing to do is just to allow them to do what they know how to do and let it go. Be flexible. Flexibility will make your life a whole lot easier as you make yourself a whole lot easier to deal with. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.